Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Me and the General by Rosemary Bolente Guarnerna is a story finally being told after all these many years, the biography of a man named Ralph Liguori, whose life was intertwined with the infamous Charles Lucky Luciano, one of the most notorious crime bosses during the Great Depression, and a would-be president, Thomas E. Dewey. It relates the twists and turns that changed the course of his existence. Ralph Liguori, being close friends with Luciano, wrongly cost him 10 years in prison. In 1936, both were caught up in the New York prostitution trial, where the betrayal of Thomas E. Dewey incarcerated and exiled Luciano and Liguori back to Italy. Years later, friend of Liguori and author Rosemary Bolente Guarnerna presents Liguori's side of the story in the memoir Me and the General. Rosemary was born in Cleveland, began her career at the ABC affiliate there, WEWS-TV, Channel 5, where she earned the Woman of the Year Award, a distinguished career in journalism. Almost 10 years later, she left for Rome, Italy, to pursue other challenges. An impressive career began at the Institute of American Poultry, attached to the American Embassy, which introduced American turkey to Italy, followed by co-ownership of the European Coach and Travel Company, where she met Ralph Liguori, joined Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN, World Bank, and ultimately Rockwell International, the first shuttle to the moon. A compelling yet sad story that illustrates the fine line between good and evil. Me and the General, recipient of the prestigious Pinnacle Achievement Award winner in the category of crime, and the author, Rosemary Bolente Guarnerna, is our guest on This Week in America. Rosemary, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much, Rick, for the opportunity. Well, you went through my career, as people don't care about that, I guess.
Well,
you were right. When I left the government for a while, I did go and co-own the travel agency, and I did meet Ralph, and that is when it happened that we got to know each other. I don't know if you want to know about that. I'll try to be as brief as possible. When I had the agency, I had a driver who would go to the airport and pick up clients and so forth. And of course, the drivers knew each other, and my driver was talking to Ralph's driver. They knew each other, and Ralph was curious and went up and he said, "What are you talking about?" And then they told him that he worked for a Sicilian American, and that got Ralph's attention. And so therefore he wanted to meet me. And then the conversations began. He would come every Saturday, and we would talk. And I don't want to get long on this, but we did become very close friends, also with the family. And then slowly, he was studying me. He told me about his relationship with the boss of all bosses, Charlie Lucky, and I didn't think anything of it, but. You want to know why I was the one? It was just fate. And I'll try to be as brief as possible, but this is the story that happened. There was a very famous Hollywood producer who wanted to do the story on Charlie Lucky, and went to Italy and pestered him. And after much time, Luciano finally succumbed and said, okay, and he called Ralph, who was his friend. And they were very close friends. I will interfere here and tell you that was Ralph. He was a young man, and he got involved, and he became like a younger brother to Charlie Lucky, and then they were involved in that horrible 1936 New York prostitution trial, which I will repeat has never been told before. It's really a historical crime tale. But what happened was, briefly, Luciano told Ralph, this guy's coming. We'll do this together. So they were to meet. Martin Kosch came to Italy. And they were to meet, and this is very famous because it's all in all the crime books, that Luciano died at the airport, and they said it was, a crime thing, but it wasn't. Luciano was very sick, and he did die, truthfully, from a heart attack. So that ended that. Well, Martin Kosch, after, you know, was not happy, and of course Ralph was not ready for storytelling. But about 10 years later, Martin Kosch came, contacted Ralph. Now, Ralph, I want to do the story. I believe it's fate, because Ralph told me about it at that time, and I did meet with some of the lawyers. And we were, you know, well, not me, but Ralph was supposed to meet him at the airport. Now, ready for this, Martin Kosch died.
Wow.
So now here is Ralph. You know, his story, you know, where he was, you know, framed and all that. I'm referring to the 1936 prostitution trial. And so, you know, word was around, and Ralph was solicited by so many Italian journalists and likewise American, and he just didn't trust anybody. He just didn't trust anybody because his life was really, you know, not that easy. And so he just said one day, "Rosemary, you write it." And because he knew that I would tell it the way it really was, and that's how I got involved. And, of course, for me, it was really a godsend, because I always dreamed of having, you know, writing my own book. So that's the beginning. So I don't know, Rick, but the story, the book is actually his biography. It starts when he's a young boy. But the real reason why Ralph wanted the book was because he was framed, because Thomas E. Dewey, who was a prosecutor, you know, a young prosecutor at the time, coming from a very, you know, wealthy family, he was going against young gangsters, but nobody famous. Well, his dream was to be a governor and then a president, and the only way he could really do it was for some national, you know, attention, and that was, let's get, you know, Charlie Lucky Luciano, the boss of all bosses, you know. Oh, incidentally, he was a godfather, a real godfather to Ralph. So there was a very close relationship between the two of them. And so the book is more important is the trial. And I did so much research, because I'll just tell you briefly, how did I begin? Well, I began, you know, 2 years putting it all on tape. And then, you know, being my first book, you know, I had to be okay. And since I divided my time between, you know, Italy and America, every time I would come, I would stop at the New York libraries, even the Brooklyn, you know, and I got all the information about the trials, all the written from A to Z. So I put that all together, and then slowly, you know, I began doing the book. And Ralph was so happy, you know, when he was telling the story to me, so forth and so on. But Ralph was older, and he got sick, and he had glaucoma and all that. And the thing that really got to me was on his deathbed, it was just the family and I was there, and he took my hand, and he knew I was working, but you see, I had another life also, and I did get married, so, you know, and I wanted to make sure that everything was just A-okay and true.
Yes.
So he just took my hand, he just was so worried, and he said, "Rosemary, the book." And so I promised Rick, and so I've been faithful to, you know, to this. And at the same time, when I did write it, I was very fortunate, and, you know, it was very well taken with, you know, the five stars and the reviews and all that.
Oh,
and
excellent reviews.
I didn't write the book to make money, and so I didn't really pursue it. And then I was scammed by some, you know, literary agencies. I must tell that to other authors to be very careful.
Yes.
And, you know, so a couple years went by, and then I had this, sort of a dream, you know, and I heard Ralph talking to me and saying, "Rosemary, I'm very happy for you, but what about me?" And that was, he wanted, you know, nationally to be known that he was framed in this 1936 New York prostitution trial, which was very famous at that time, you know. But his association, he was involved because, being such a close friend of Charlie Lucky, the boss of all bosses, he was not going to squeal on him. And, you know, the prosecutor's, office even tried to bribe him. And, of course, he was not going to squeal. And so what was the only answer? He was bribed with money. Well, they had to get rid of him, too. And these are true things that never come out, you see. And I think this is what the book is really about. And I'm doing it, and I'm going through it because I promised him. And I'm an honest person. I'm trying very hard now. And I was very fortunate to get your interview, and I'm very grateful.
Well, we're fortunate that we have you here. And if you're joining us on the program, our guest is Rosemary Valente Guarnera. And I'll spell all of that, too, so you can get a copy of the book. Her website is very simple. It's meandthegeneral.com. And I'll give you that as we go through the conversation. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, published by writersbranding.com. All of this is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's go back for a second to that trial in 1936. Basically, Ralph got caught up, and I think it was sort of the charge against him was basically what, because he knew somebody, he was close to somebody, was what dragged him into this.
Well, yes, he was dragged into it, and also what the story, the book tells all that. Well, the trial is fantastic. I did all that interview. I had all the names of the people who were witnesses and so forth and involved, and it's really not for me but for Ralph. If people actually know about it, they know that he was not involved, that he was framed, he was just framed. And so they both went to to jail together, and then there's the whole section about their lives together in the jail, which is quite interesting. And then when and this is very interesting, because after he did his 10 years, he was allowed to go back to America. But the person who was after Luciano and knew he framed Ralph, of course, he didn't want Ralph around in America, okay?
Yes.
And he was actually shanghaied out of America and sent to Rome, Italy. Of course, he was born in Rome, Italy, and that was it. But he was American because he was only 6 months old. He didn't know anything about Italy. So it's really very revealing, about the personalities and the lawyers involved, and I think it's very fascinating. But knowing Ralph and being a close friend and knowing how he suffered, and I could not just drop it because, oh, boy, I got 5 stars, No, I made a promise. So I picked up, everything, and I started, but I was always solicited by many agents, and I had to be very careful. And finally, I found some that were very honest, and they were the ones that got this interview for me. And I'm very grateful because I'm doing this for Ralph. I don't care, I don't care about selling books. Of course, everybody else does, so I guess that's the thing to do.
Well,
but
the
most important thing is to get this story out there, the real story. Years ago they had one about the crime, and they had a Luciano at a party, with prostitutes and all that he was involved. He never was involved. He knew the guys that were in the business, but he was never involved. And, the book reveals also Luciano's true personality. Now, I'm not saying he was a lily-white man. Of course not. He wasn't the boss of the, for any poor reason.
Yes.
So I really feel that the book should be read, not for me, but of course for Ralph, but also historically. Let's get it straight. Let's get the information straight of what really happened. And you see, another thing was that they used Dewey, you know, the young prosecutor. He used Ralph's girlfriend, who was previously on drugs, and you know, and so she was involved, and so it's interesting. It's interesting, but again, I repeat, the book is really to reveal historically what actually happened in 1936, the prostitution trial, what it was really all about, and to help Ralph's reputation, okay?
Yes.
So that's about it, Rick. I think I gabbled enough.
It's such a fascinating story that Rosemary has done. It's Me and the General. Their website is meandthegeneral.com. Fascinated by Ralph and his background, his good looks, his personality. Not only were mobsters, some of them attracted to him, but celebrities were as well. He was a very personable man, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. He never belonged to, of course, Luciano had made, an invitation for him, but he was not a saint. He had a normal life. He had a wonderful family. But when the father died, of course, he had to help because they were in, they had the restaurant butcher business. And so he went to try to help, you know, the family and became a butcher. And, of course, that didn't bring in all the money, and it was boring for him. And so then he got into dabbling into, with some, not gangsters, but, in that kind of world.
Yes.
Where that you could make money and stuff. And so, he was such a charming and wonderful guy, and he got along with everybody loved him. And so he got to know all the big-time gangsters, even before that was probably when he met Luciano. And so his life was sort of, dictated to him because his family was terrific. But and then he was making more money and so forth and so on, and so that's wonderful. But I would like to just say that after he was shanghaied into Italy, he did meet his relatives, and then he was so enterprising that he went into the restaurant club party business. He had terrific. He was number one in the restaurant business, and he was very good with the U.S. military. The guys knew him. The top guys, they loved him. And then he felt so terrific because his reputation as a good guy came back. So he had such an interesting life, really. And so besides the 1936 prostitution trial, his life in itself was really, really interesting. And I think the book would be interesting for people to read because I wrote in the beginning a biography, very short, of the three main characters, and then how Luciano got into the Rockets, about the life of immigrants in those days in the roaring 20s.
Yes.
And the Depression. It's really an interesting time, but they suffered, they were made fun of, like Luciano, when he went to school, he couldn't speak English, and so they would make fun of him, and he sat in the back of the room, until they found out, that he was a Catholic because of the English teachers, and so... And then he met the Jewish partners, young guys, and he just really admired them. Of course, he had later friends like that, but he admired the Jewish students. They were so smart, it's just I think fate, how some of these people really got into the gangster world. Not all of them were, terrible people.
Yes.
Life life was just, that's what life dictated for them. You know, I think it's all fate, just like it was fate that I even wrote the book, you know.
You know, I was thinking of that as we're rapidly running out of time, but it's such a great story, and it all started with fate. You happened to be there. He happened to be there. Out of that came a long-lasting friendship and this promise he made you keep or make, and then you kept in writing the book, telling his side of the story. Ralph Ligori is such he's a character with good looks. Here's a guy with great personality. Loyalty might have been a downfall, some would say, because that's what got him with the close to Lucky Luciano. I mean, there's so many elements to this. One of the quotes in the book, a compelling yet sad story. Talk about that, because it really is, isn't it? And it is sad in some ways.
Well, thank you, Rick. And just briefly, I'll just tell you that, then when Luciano was also then exiled into Italy, and then there is the terrific meeting when Thomas E. Dewey goes to Rome. Now, how do you think he got to be a governor?
Exactly.
I mean, I won't tell everything, but when in Italy, then of course Ralph and Luciano, they maintained their very close friendship. They, you know, went to it with each other. Luciano went to Naples, but then there's Luciano's life and the women that he had. I think it's a very informative book about that era. And it gives an insight how a lot of those people worked and lived and how it was for them, you know. So I think more or less I've said it all. Okay?
Well, it's interesting. You touched on this, that fine line between good and evil. For some, it was a matter of survival. It was the life that was dealt them. It's such a fascinating read and enthralling historical crime tale. Never before told. You're getting new information here, great information on the characters involved in the book, Ralph Ligori, Thomas E. Dewey, and, of course, Lucky Luciano. The book is Me and the General. Remember that? You'll remember Rosemary's website, which is meandthegeneral.com. Book is published by writersbranding.com, available, of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. The author, our guest, Rosemary Valenti Guarnera, and that's Guarnera. And all of this, of course, on our website. Remember Me and the General. If you remember the title, you remember the website, and you can get information and order the book there as well. Rosemary, a pleasure having you on the program and telling this fascinating story. It's a slice of real people. It's a slice of history. It's new information for many of us. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Oh, Rick, I have to thank you for giving me this opportunity, and I just hope I didn't babble too much, but not because I wrote the book. That's the sideline. It's because it is informative of that era, and especially about the trial, too. Thanks again.
Thank you, and I love the passion you have for telling this story, and it's a compelling read. It's an award-winning book that I mentioned before, just won an award, the first of, I'm sure, many as the book makes its way into American homes. It's a job well done. The book is Me and the General. Our guest is Rosemary Valenti Guarnera. Her website, meandthegeneral.com. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, click on directly to Rosemary's website, meandthegeneral.com. You are listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.